Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be concluding sharing on the subject of the enemies against your faith. God wants us to overcome every hindrance against our faith. It's possible for your faith to fail if you do not eliminate these enemies. We've seen the fact that we are to have knowledge of God's Word. The lack of knowledge of God's Word will be an enemy against our faith because we can't believe God's Word beyond the level of our knowledge. A second one is the lack of confidence in the integrity of God's Word. We've got to have confidence in the integrity, knowing that the promises are for us, be fully persuaded, knowing that they will always come to pass and never fail in order to see our faith produce the results in our life. Third, lack of understanding righteousness. We must know that we're in right standing. We are worthy to come before Him because of the blood of Jesus, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace, and our rights will be manifest from faith to faith. A fourth area was sense evidence over the Word. Always believe the Word over what you see, over what you feel, over the way things look. Next is reasoning. Do not reason in your mind contrary to the Word, otherwise you will reason yourself right out of the area of faith. Next area is the area of unbelief. If you are in unbelief, you will draw back and you will not enter into the promises of God. Jesus could do no mighty work because of their unbelief. You are to believe God's Word. You are a believer and not a doubter or one that falls back in unbelief. Next area is the area of mentally assenting to God's Word. That's a person who believes the Word with their mind, but they know the Word's true, but they're not acting upon it. They're not speaking it. They're not doing what it says. They're not releasing their faith. And because they believe doesn't mean their faith's going to work. Your faith must be turned loose and released in order to bring the promises to pass. Another area is the area of sin. If we have sin in the camp, we're not going to be able to win our battles, and God's not going to hear and answer our prayers if we have sin. Another area is the area of discouragement. We've talked about all these are enemies. God's commanded you to be strong and of a good courage. If you have discouragement, that is sin. You need to confess that as sin, repent from it, and turn away from discouragement, which is a loss of courage, and be strong and courageous. He's commanded you to be strong and courageous, and you'll be that way if you keep the Word in your mouth, you keep the Word abiding in you, in your mind, and you keep doing it consistently. We've also talked about overcoming doubt. If you have doubt, you can't move your mountains. If you have doubt, you'll be standing in two ways. And that hindered Peter when he was walking on the water. He began to sink because he doubted. And he was of little faith. Also, we talked about fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear will draw negative things to you. That's what happened to Job. The thing that he greatly feared came upon him. The thing that he was afraid of came unto him. And if you are in fear, even in the midst of circumstances that appear to be like there's no way that God can do anything about it, you will give up the promise if you get into fear. This is the case where the ruler of the synagogue's house came and said, "Thy daughter's dead. Why trouble thou the master any further?" Jesus and the ruler of the synagogue were on the way to the daughter's to his house to minister healing to the daughter for her to be made whole. Well, Jesus heard the word that was spoken. He said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Don't ever fall into fear, believe. And he chose to believe, even though the circumstance said, "Thy daughter's dead." And he further said, "Why trouble the master any further?" That's a dart from the devil trying to get you to back off your faith. All things are possible to him that believeth. According to your faith, be it unto you. That's why you got to get your faith strong and get your faith growing. And the Bible says your faith will grow exceedingly, praise God. When you have fear, you have no faith. That's what he said in Mark 4:40. If they were fearful, they had no faith, praise God. And God wants you to be operating in your faith. Another hindrance is unforgiveness. And what goes along also with that is strife. If you are in unforgiveness or you are in strife, you are out of fellowship with God and out of fellowship with those in the body of Christ. That will be an enemy against your faith, and your faith will not work. You must be in right fellowship with people, and you must have dealt with all unforgiveness or strife or any carnality in your life. Let go of all bitterness, resentment, and anger. You've got to let that go, or your faith isn't going to produce anything, because you're giving place to the devil. When you give place to the devil, your faith is not going to produce the promises of God in your life. We also talked about wavering. You got to get rid of that wavering. The Bible says that if a person wavers, they're like a wave tossed to and fro. And he says, let not that man think that he can receive anything of the Lord. You won't be able to take hold any of the promises of God, because he says that you're a double-minded man. And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We're going to look at the last of these enemies that we're going to talk about here in these sessions. They're going to help you to overcome so that your faith will not fail, but your faith will be productive and you will be victorious. And the first one is wrong words of confession. This is very important. Proverbs 6:2 says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't like that confession stuff. People say you have to keep confessing the word and you shouldn't confess any negatives and they shouldn't be saying anything. Why? Well, you can say whatever you want to say. But if you say those negatives, you're going to be snared. You're going to be taken with the words of your mouth. You are to speak what God's word says about you, what God is doing for you now, and proclaim the answer to the problem instead of talking about the problem. I see so many Christians talk about the problem all the time. They talk about the negatives. That is not going to release your faith. If anything, you're exalting what the devil's doing. You need to exalt what God's doing. And your faith is very important. You need to be confessing the word of God. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can release death or you can release life. Therefore, you better be speaking the things out of your mouth that are going to release life. In fact, it's important to realize that your tongue that speaks words is really writing your ticket in the Spirit. There's a scripture in Psalms 45, verse 1, the last part of that verse, and it talks about the fact that my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. The pen means a marking stick, and the ready writer is a skillful scribe, if you look it up. Your tongue is as the marking stick of a skillful scribe. And what is your tongue doing? Your tongue is releasing spiritual power. You know, he said with a tongue you can be cursing or you can be blessing. With a tongue you can be releasing death or you can be releasing life. It is important that you speak what the Word of God says and not release anything negative. Your tongue is writing your ticket. It's writing your ticket in your life. Be sure you speak what God's Word says about you. Praise God. There's a scripture over in James 1:26, and it says that if any man among you seem to be religious, and there's lots of people that seem to be religious out there, and bridleth not his tongue, if you just speak whatever you want to speak, but deceiveth his own heart, that's what happens when you don't bridle your tongue, this man's religion is vain or profitless. You know, it's possible for you to be walking as a Christian, yet you're not profiting. You're not seeing the power of God work for you. You're not seeing the promises of God. Why? Because you speak a bunch of negatives. You need to be confessing what God says about you. Bridle your tongue. Quit speaking the negatives. Why? Because you're deceiving your own heart. Because whenever you speak something out of your mouth, it's going to be registered in your heart. And if you got the Word of God in you one minute and you're ready to release your faith, and then you're speaking a bunch of negative doubt and unbelief about it the next, you're deceiving your own heart. You got a mixed seed in your heart, and no wonder your faith is not going to produce for you. The Word is to be in your mouth and in your heart, and you are to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, of Jesus being Lord over a situation according to what the Word says. And if you believe in your heart, the Bible says, with a heart man believes unto righteousness, with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. What should you be saying? You should be declaring the Word of God, which is your legal right in Christ, and you should be declaring also what God is doing for you now. Remember, faith is present tense, now faith is, and you're going to call those things not happening as happening. You're going to declare what God is doing for you now. For instance, in the area of healing, what would you say? You would be declaring, because the Word declares that by Jesus' stripes I was healed, that's my legal right, therefore I believe I receive healing power flowing in my body, and I declare that your healing power is quickening my body, it is flowing into me, healing me now. That is a declaration of what God's doing for you according to the Word as you're releasing your faith to bring that promise to pass in you. Another point that's important, another enemy to eliminate, is lack of corresponding action. You know, you've got to act on what God's Word says. Whatever He says, you better do it. James 2:14, the Bible says, if a man says he has faith and not works, can faith save him? The answer is no. Faith, if it has works, is dead being alone. You can have faith for a particular promise, but not have corresponding action, and you will never see it come to pass. Faith without works is dead. So you need to have corresponding action upon what the Word of God says if you're going to see the promise come to pass in your life. Praise God. There's also another one, is the area of lack of patience. You need steadfastness. Steadfastness. If you are impatient, if you are being a person who is not being steadfast on the Word of God, then you're not going to see the promise of God come to pass in your life. There's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians 1:3 where it talks about our work of faith, our labor of love, and our patience of hope. Patience is steadfastness to maintain your hope. And remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The Word produces hope, then you release your faith. But if you're not steadfast in your hope, that's what patience is, the devil will get you off and you will not see your faith produce the results. And this is why you got to be maintaining a steadfastness on the Word of God. Remember that the trying of your faith works patience. You have to let patience have its perfect work. So you'll be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Don't cast away your confidence. You simply have need of steadfastness or patience. In your patience, you are possessing your soul. Praise the Lord. Another thing that goes along with that is a lack of long-suffering. If you don't have long-suffering, then you'll give up easily. Because long-suffering is where you're going to be standing firm, and you're not going to be giving up in the midst of circumstances that haven't changed. Otherwise, you're suffering in the circumstance until it changes. Well, the Bible says that we're followers through faith and long-suffering. We're inheriting the promises. You're going to have to be long-suffering until your faith produces the results. It will produce the results if you'll keep doing the Word of God. You need to eliminate all these hindrances. Get the knowledge of God. Get confidence in the Word. Understand you're in right standing with Him. Believe the Word over the senses. Be a person who believes and doesn't doubt. Be a person who believes and acts on the Word, not just a mental center. Eliminate areas of sin in your life. Don't let yourself get discouraged or down or doubtful. Don't get into strife. Don't get into anything of unforgiveness. Speak forth the Word of God and don't waver. Eliminate these enemies and watch your faith work for you. God bless you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.